We may have our differences.
That is the President of the United States just moments ago responding to the shooting this morning in Alexandria, Virginia, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. Republicans, evil Republicans, were holding a baseball practice in anticipation of a game, I think, coming up, and maybe even tomorrow, a charity game, and they were probably going to play some Democrats or whatever it is. And this guy this morning went out with a rifle and started shooting them. James T. Hodgkinson is now dead because he was, shot by the Capitol Police. He wounded some of the Capitol Police, this James T. Hodgkinson. And he shot our representative, Steve Scalise, who is supposedly going to survive these shootings. But this is the story of the day, and we're going to be talking about it. Let's go to a witness now. This is some guy we don't know, but he is responding. They're asking him, what did you see? What happened?
He started at the third base dugout of the field, and he must have moved since then because I saw him between the third base dugout and what would be home plate. So presumably some time had passed. I don't know how much.
And what were you hearing? Were you hearing shots going back and forth?
Yes, sir.
This is all the bullets he starts talking about. Listen to this.
And then what happened?
Well, at one point, a bullet came into the YMCA, passed through several panes of glass, and landed in the pool area. Another bullet lodged inside between two panes of glass on the front of the building.
Yeah, you know, it's a horrible story. And you get this guy who is, you know, I mean, this podcast is going to record itself. I don't even know if you even need me to do this, but, you know, here's a guy. If you go to his Facebook page, and I've got the quote right here, and I've stuck it up at my Facebook page, too. Here's a quote from the guy that was shot. Trump is a traitor. Trump has destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and company. You know, the sad thing about this is that you can see that kind of post on a lot of Facebook pages. Are you kidding me? You could see that everywhere. You know, we've been talking about this over and over again. And what I find fascinating about what's going to happen, aside from the due compassion that is to be given to Steve Scalise, and the Capitol cops who were wounded, and anybody else, too. There may be others we're not even aware of yet. Aside from the compassion that needs to be expressed for these victims, the media and the left is out of control. And I mean, we've been talking about this on this podcast over and over again. They are out of control. That Kathy Griffin is just a product of this kind of stuff. That guy Reza Aslan calling the president a piece of, you know, SHI situation. We talked about that yesterday. This is just the beginning of it. The leaks in Washington, D.C. This unbridled hate that is coming from the left. I don't want to use this word unhinged because people use it all the time. But I mean, it's just there. You know, it's flat out. Look, this is not going to stop. And it's going to be really interesting. The real audio you want to hear today, I'm going to play the president for you in just a moment, who I thought did a really good job of not doing what I'm doing. That's not his job, but it is my job, and I'm going to do the job. As a matter of fact, let's play what Trump said about the shooting in its entirety, and then we'll discuss.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country.
Right, he's going to go on here, but this is as far as he's going to go, but not me. I can go farther than this. The president was pretty good. He shows restraint here.
We can all agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified. And when we work together for the common good.
Yeah, you see, he's not going to go as far as I'm going to go. But then again, he's the president. He has a different job than I do.
Please take a moment today to cherish those you love and always remember those who serve and keep us safe. God bless them all. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you.
All right, the President of the United States doing what I think he's supposed to do. But right below the surface, Oh, man. I mean, just what the real audio we want to hear today, we're going to play Terry McAuliffe in just a second, blaming this on gun control. That's where the emerging narrative is coming up very quickly on the left, that it's all about gun control. That's not what it's about. And you'll hear Terry McAuliffe, you know, boom, got right to it. We'll play that in a second. It's, to me, the audio you really want to pay attention today to is the way the media is going to distance themselves from this, as though they're just reporting on this story. See, this is what's fascinating about it. You watch CNN, and they've got the reporters with the pearls on, and their hair is all done up, and they're into, like, we're just reporting. We're reporting on this awful, terrible shooting, you know, as though that this constant drumbeat from the left, which started, you know, even before Trump got elected, but I mean, got really intense the morning after the election. They realized they were just, you know, they can't handle it. And CNN and ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, Washington Post, the most of the mainstream media owned by the huge multinational corporations, they don't give a damn about you. I mean, we've talked about that. Well, you know what? It's really great for them, too. It's a great gig if you're CNN or NBC or whatever it is, because you've got the best of both worlds. You have this great bully pulpit that you can push your political agenda on, which is what they do, and then you get to sell soap at the same time. I mean, if you just you watch CNN, what are they? They have Travelocity, you know, that weird guy in a hotel room. They're making money on this guy, and then they have who is the guy that was the Tom Selleck, who's now taken over, I think. From the other guy that used to sell you reverse mortgages. I know Fonzie's in on it now, too. They sell you reverse mortgage. They're making a lot of money. Plus, they also get to push the agenda at the same time. So these guys have a great gig. I mean, they're printing money at the same time. They get to really shape how you think. And that's why I like the fact that you listen to these evil thoughts and you spread them around, because that's bullshit. All right, they won't have to let them dictate to you what you think. You know, let me do it. But I mean, at least I'm honest about it. I'm trying to tell you, I'm honest about it. They're not. See, that's the deception. Right? And this is exactly what they're practicing right now. When you flip the tube on today and tomorrow, they talk about this. They're going to stand way back, you know, as though they're strictly reporting. And they will not own, and this is what's really interesting, they will not own their complicity, or whatever the word is here. They won't own what happens. They'll step aside and go, oh, it's like the arsonist coming back to the fire, right? Oh, yeah. You know, sets the fire and then comes back and watches. And then they charge you for it, too. Then they make money on the soap they sell you. These people are really amazing, right? They start the fire, you know? And then the fire's erupting, and they show up and go, hey, we're going to tell you all about it, but first, this word about reverse mortgages. Thank you. You know, you hear a jet going overhead? That's the NSA. What are they doing? They're spraying my house with mind control chemicals now. But anyway, so that isn't the media incredible? So watch, that's the audio I want you to think about today, and you're on your own on that, but I just want you to know what to listen for. Well, these are, you know, this terrible shooting and this and that. They help create the atmosphere. It's that constant drumbeat of Trump is a traitor. I mean, that's what yesterday was all about, that Jeff Sessions thing that I told you I watched, and I kind of sort of did a little bit, but there was nothing new, and it's just the typical sniping that goes on. Nothing really changed. It's still all about Trump is a traitor. What the hell were you talking about at the Mayflower Hotel? You actually had a meeting with the Russians. How dare you? This is bad. You know, you're in bed with Vlad. You obviously owe money, all this kind of stuff. You're evil and bad and stupid and racist, you know, and you're Hitler. And all this is continuing, starting from the top. All the Democrats and all the mainstream media in lockstep together have been pushing this agenda, and you get the idiots like Kathy Griffin and Reza Aslan and those dopes in the park in Central Park who are cutting Trump's head off every night, and they just think it's art and just how damn slick and cute they are, you know, and that it's ugly as hell. And now what happens is now when some nut, and I wouldn't be surprised if the guy's a little bit of a nut, but I mean, encouraged by Anderson Cooper and all of these people telling you every day that Trump is a traitor, day in and day out. And as Marco Rubio correctly pointed out, all the leaks in D.C. are the ones that are negative insinuations about the president. And the one thing he pointed out last week, the information that the president was never under investigation for any of this Russia stuff, is hidden from you. They don't want you. The leftist Democrats don't want you to know that. They're willing, conspirators of the media. They don't want you to have that information. They want to work you. They have an agenda, and look what happened today. And when it spills over and it's actual violence that is directly tied to their rhetoric, man, they're going to step back and go bum ba dum ba dum bum. What? And we're just reporting on it, even though they helped shape that news. They push that agenda, and then when something bad happens, which is completely understandable that you get a Kathy Griffin, completely understandable. They're telling her, you go for it, girl, every single day. And then when they get caught, you know, on that Shakespeare in the Park thing I was talking about, there are corporate sponsors for that. They kill Trump every single night. As I said to you yesterday, it's like a perverted version of the West Wing. You know, it's like a reality we wish was reality. And we're going to live in that reality every night. We're going to stab the crap out of Trump every night. You know, really. I mean, back to this guy's Facebook page. Trump is a traitor. Trump has destroyed our democracy. That is exactly the message the media has been giving. Exactly. And they stand up in front of the mics today and step back as though they're merely reporting. Such hypocrisy, such duplicity, such, mendacity, whatever. I mean, just incredible. I have no idea. You know, we're just reporters. Here is Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic, I guess he's the governor of Virginia. He's an old Clinton crony. They asked him, a reporter said, you know, what about this violence? This is the where they're going to go with it. This is what they're going
to
say.
Governor, in general, do you think anything more needs to do to protect politicians?
Right. Now, here comes the narrative.
Well, let me say this. I think we need to do more to protect all of our citizens.
That's not what we're talking about today, pal.
I have long advocated. This is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day.
You know, I go, what? I got to give him some credit for this because he's speaking extemporaneously like I am, and I don't always get it right, but he just said we lose 93 million Americans a day. He gets called out on it later, and I cut him some slack because the mics are in his face, but I do think that something can be said for the fact that he's not really thinking about what he's saying. It's just a talking point situation. It's 93 people a day, he says, but let's get back to the tape.
To gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this. Background check, shutting down gun show loopholes.
I mean, could you, isn't this incredible? Isn't this incredible? In light of this guy, I found the shooter's Facebook page in 15 seconds. I found it. You know, Trump is a traitor. And then with Terry McAuliffe, without missing a beat, you know, this is about gun control and we want to take care of our citizens. And there's a part, the tape that you won't hear, where he talks about recently one of our cops was shot, this and that. Anything. But the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Anything but that. This is not going to stop. This rhetoric from the left is not going to stop. Like the arsonists who set the fire and then come back to enjoy it. And as I said, it's even worse with CNN because then they make money by selling it back to you. I mean, that's incredible if you think about that. At least the arsonist, when he comes back to the fire, just sort of quietly gets off on it or whatever they do. You know, with CNN and the media, not only do they start the fire, they come back and then charge admission to it. Oh, man, these guys are good. Don't let them get over on you. Let's finish up with Governor McAuliffe.
Yeah, that's not for today's discussion.
But yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, we certainly don't want to talk about gun control today. We don't want to talk about anything today, no.
It's not just about politicians. Governor, we worry about this every day for all of our citizens.
Yeah, you care about us. Are you sure you do?
Why, if it's not the day for it, why are you bringing it up? People are going to criticize that you're bringing up gun control at this time.
Well, I'm talking about this every single day. This is a very serious issue.
This guy just, you're killing me, dude. He's just killing me. None of this is going to stop. And that the sad thing about it is, you'd think there would be a quiet moment of reflection for Anderson Cooper. These people are not stupid. Wolf Blitzer, what's-her-face, my girlfriend, Brooke Baldwin, all these people, George Stephanopoulos, Chucky Schumer, any of these people, you'd think there'd be a quiet moment of reflection, like maybe we're going too far. If there are any of those moments, they sure as hell are not going to share them with you and me. Because this is all about the reacquisition of power in Washington, D.C. That is what this is about. Everything else is secondary. Don't let them fool you. It's an ugly thing, but you're talking about the most powerful country on the planet. And people want to run it. And they don't like who's running it. And this is not going to stop. Just an amazing thing to watch this all play out. And I'm so glad you're like kind of checking out my evil thoughts too, because this is one of the few places, I don't know, you can get this. My Evil Thoughts podcast, we do it every single day. It's all over the planet now, which is great. We had a download in New Zealand. I was just looking at that. It's all great. I want you to subscribe to the podcast. Doesn't going to cost you anything. It'll come directly to you immediately when we do these. All right. Spread these evil thoughts around. All right. Tell your friends about it. All that kind of stuff. We'll give you an opportunity to give me money. I'm looking for dough at some point. We'll figure that out in a couple days or so. It's no big thing. I just want the opportunity to be able to speak with you on this kind of stuff. I don't let the mainstream media push you around and turn you into just another drone, because that's what they want. You know, you sit around and listen to their bullshit for 20 years and then go buy a reverse mortgage and they take your house when you croak. That's it. I mean, that's their plan for you. I don't want that. Right? And I don't think you do either. And those are my evil thoughts. Oh, yeah, and one other thing. I was going out to the store yesterday. My kid was bugging me. He likes those baby carrots, you know. He only eats, like, three things, right? So if he says, I want some carrots, I'm thinking, oh, God, okay, like actual real food. He's going out the door, and I was just going to go to the market. Then I realized I had on my Trump T-shirt. It's no big deal. But I thought, you know, I better change this before I go out in public. Now, you think about that, right? Not that I was really afraid or anything like that, but I was thinking, you know, who needs it? I just want some freaking carrots. You know what I'm talking about? You think about what that's like, and I don't know whether you can relate to that or not. I mean, sometimes, you know, you wear it because you're feeling proud, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But when you have to think about it before you leave the house that you're going to wear a T-shirt with the president's name on it, and you think, I don't need it. I just want carrots. What the hell does that say? I know it's an anecdotal piece of evidence from your evil host, and it is an evil thought, but that's it, all right? Deal with it. Don't take it. Push back.